How did Despotic Robot become Ramming Speed?
We played as Despotic Robot for about a year, and then when Jeremy was the drummer who played in Despotic Robot, he left, and then Jonah joined, and kind of stylistically, it's when the tunes began to get a little like thrashier, less kind of like death metal-y. So, like, sound-wise, it was a little bit different drummer, so that changed the name.
It was pretty as seamless as it could be, considering these dudes all knew each other really well. You know, I was a new guy, but it didn't feel weird at all. I feel like it was, you know, like, their songs were, like, a lot longer and a lot blastier and more death metal-y, because that's what the other drummer was into, but, when I joined, everyone seemed, like, really excited to kind of, like, switch it up a little bit and, like, kind of punk out the songs a little more, and, like, cut the lengths down and make them like a little easier, like run around a room too.
Yeah.
So it was a good change for everyone, I think.
Describe the feeling going into the studio for Doom to Destroy, Destined to Die.
Prepared.
Stressed. We had no record label. You know, we'd been working for years on the songs, literally. We had no idea what was going to happen with it. I think, yeah, we practiced more than we'd ever practiced before as a band. Spent more time writing songs than we'd ever had before. And we just got there. It was like a little bit of game face, a little bit of like, all right, let's get a crush and kill and destroy everything. Let's like lay it down. But then also, I think, at least for me, I was really nervous. You know, this is a big studio, like a really good engineer, and we had no idea if we were gonna make all the money back. We were investing in it, so I think it was a mix of confidence and stress.
Yeah, and we smelled really bad. Kurt made us, after the first day, he gave us homework assignments, and it was to shower, all of us.
Is there anything that you would have done different on the record?
The only thing for me is I would have loved another day to do drum stuff. I think everything, we did the best we could with the time we had, and I think we did well, but I think it would have been cool just to have like one more day to ease the stress a little bit and give a little bit more time to like run through things and feel things out, because you know there's always stuff where you're like trying one part over and over again, and like you look at everyone, they're kind of checking their watches at you, and you're like, oh, all right, I just have to like pick one of these takes and just move on. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, like if you have forever to record an album, you'll take forever, so it's good to give yourself a time limit. That's my only thing, is I would have loved just a tiny bit more time.
I don't like think it's perfect, but at the same time, there's always shit you could add. But I think like for what we were working with, I think it came out great.
It's pretty good. It's
yeah.
Not bad.
I'm really happy with it.
How would you compare it to Brainwreck?
It's a jump. I guess it's not really, but it's
no. It's a completely different record. But I think if you listen, like we did a lot of splits and 7-inches and stuff. If you listen to all the things we did between them, you can hear us slowly, kind of getting better at writing songs and getting better at our instruments. I think if you just go from one LP to the next, it sounds kind of like a different band. But if you follow all the little steps we made,
chronologically,
I think
makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Now, how did the vocal style end up changing so drastically from Brainwreck to Doom to Destroy?
It was kind of in the studio.
In the studio, yeah.
But it was like it was one of those things. It's like as a singer, I was always kind of more toward like the death metal-y side of vocals and stuff. And yeah, I feel like Brainwreck has a lot more just like barky kind of hardcore vocals. So when we were in the studio, like just trying some like different lines out and stuff like that, it kind of just happened somewhat organically. Like I was trying one thing and then I tried high or tried low and like, you know, that kind of riff.
It used to be Pete would kind of use like, just kind of like gruff hardcore vocals as his standby and then like, sprinkle in, you know, like, right. Yeah, you know, like the other stuff as to make it interesting. And I think in the studio, like Kurt was listening to him lay down the vocals, and we were all talking as he was trying stuff out. And it's like, well, what if the hardcore vocals are what's sprinkled in, and then you kind of use like everything else, you know, like, ooh, you know, like maybe do like black metal-y stuff and the death metal-y stuff.
Just reverse
like
the whole formula.
Yeah, basically, yeah, it just kind of like,
okay,
like instead of leaning on one style, just kind of like get wild and animalistic and
awesome.
Feel how, you know, whatever, however angry a lyric is, it, however that takes you. You know?
It fits the mood of the album from how the production's gotten a lot more bass heavy, and it really fits it with the artwork. Like the artwork I thought was really interesting.
That's cool. It came out killer.
where was the concept there? Who came up with it?
That was a wild process. It took a really long time. And I think, like, in retrospect, you look at the record, it's like, oh, cool, another metal band puts out another decent record with good artwork. But I don't think people necessarily realize how much stress goes into everything. Like, not only the songwriting, you know, being a band isn't easy, but everyone knows that. But, like, being an artist isn't easy either.